Well, perhaps you've seen the sign change as you've driven by the building at the corner of Clay and Chicago Streets in Coldwater. The new name for what, you know, many of us know as the Armory. Kids these days obviously don't, because they don't know what an armory is. They know it as the Coach Eby Youth and Family Center, transitioning from the Eby Klein Family Center. And joining us in the studio, actually, a couple of members of the board and a couple of folks who were really behind it from the very beginning. David Sherry Anderson, along with Harold Jewell, who's the chair of the board now, and Mike Gacky, the treasurer of the board. Dave, kind of take us through your involvement with Coach Eby over the years.
Back in 2004, we had the opportunity to carry on his book ministry. Coach, back in the 60s and 70s, wrote three books, Calling God's Tower, Champions Forever, and Miracles of Love. And his health was failing, and he was to the point where he needed some help. And his board, which was basically his kids, asked Sherry and I to head up the book ministry. So we sent out books, like Coach, not as many as Coach did, of course, but probably in 3.5-4 years, we sent out 25,000 books and Bibles, back in 2009, we started thinking about winding the book ministry down. And when Bob Goodwin was alive, he wondered, you know, what could we do to carry on Coach's name? And that's how the Coach Eby Center got birthed, a youth and family center, a place to be, not to just do the drop-in center with kids that we're known for, but to provide shelter, provide hope, you know, provide things for youth and families to do, kid-friendly entertainment, mm-hmm. and become the hub, yeah.
Mike, you were involved kind of from the start on this as well. What was kind of the vision of the board when it first started out, and maybe where it's gone here in these last couple of years as you've seen it?
Well, the three stages of the Friday Night Alive, the youth programs, counseling, a kitchen that does not displace any groups in the county. It work with collaborations. And what has grown is the number of youth in the Friday night programs, in the teen share programs through the Jenny Rufinock at the shelter house. The collaborations have grown tremendously. The different groups and different programs that we work in the community. And one of the things that we're very grateful for is we've become pretty good facilitators of others raising fundraisers, Walk a Mile in Their Shoes, for three straight years. They succeeded their 20,000 mark.
Each year.
So, and in our board development, in our business development as well, I got to say that Attorney Joe Hayes and Jim Gordon has helped us tremendously, and all the people that have the donations in the community to the center as well, they're the ones that have got us there. And that's Harold and I were talking this morning, and that's what Branch County is about. It's one of the most giving communities in the different services, different organizations throughout the county, and just continues to grow and grow. And But the collaborations have to be one of the biggest things that we've seen a big growth in.
Well, for folks who maybe turn back the clock here a little bit, who Coach Eby was, of course, while still in college, won the state championship for Coldwater High School back in 1949 in high school basketball. The only time Coldwater's ever won a state championship in high school basketball.
Right.
You know, they'll see the old black and white photo on the wall there in the lobby at Coldwater High School. But Coach was kind of like that too, of bringing people together. You talk about some of the folks who are still around from that class of 49 and who were his players. It was kind of neat to talk about, you know, what he did for not only the basketball team, but really the whole community throughout his whole life. And Harold, that kind of carries on now, and that's kind of maybe what this mission is for the Coach Eby Center, isn't it?
Yeah, I had Coach Eby as one of my teachers as I was going through junior high back when the old Roosevelt building was still being used for the junior high. And he was just an entrepreneur of hope. Everywhere the man went, he was an encourager. He was a connector. If you had a dream, he was there to help you to fulfill it in any way that he could. And that's what the Eby Center is all about. It carries on that same spirit. And it's been amazing because in this county, if you've got a dream to help somebody, it's just... It's hilarious in a kind of a mind-boggling, scary, thank you, Jesus sort of a way all at the same time, how it just comes together. to get the Armory building from Ken Klein, the use of it. We rented that for several years, and then now suddenly, because of Southern Michigan Bank and several other people that stepped forward to help, now we got to buy it. Of course, that means we got a note that goes with it, but hey, we're here to stay. That's the important part. And the EB Center's been a hub since its very inception, and we've just empowered a lot of different groups to go farther than they thought they could before, because we're all in this together to make a difference.
Yeah. Sherry, I know we've talked about, of course, the Coats for Kids campaign has moved there a couple of years ago, but talked about some of the stories of what you guys see each and every day when the kids come through the door, of how their lives are affected in some cases by just having a location like this, right?
It is. It's amazing to see the variety of kids that come in the building, whether it be from, kids who have graduated and have maybe lost a parent and they're not quite sure what to do. You know, they know that there's somebody there that they can talk to and that can help them maybe just get through a rough spot. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, kids are bored and they want to serve. They want something to do, you know, and so we're like, here's a broom. You know, here's a vacuum, wash windows, you know, and so we try to encourage them that, you know, not just help here, but also, you know, that you need to help your parents at home.
Yeah. So build some skills within themselves and some self-esteem within themselves,
yes,
too, a little bit. So Day Friday Night Alive going to be coming up here in after the Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, it's September 13th, 2 weeks after Labor Day. Okay. We're getting geared up for it. Like we set out there, a kid asked me yesterday, aren't you excited for it to come back now? Oh, yeah, very excited, but give me a couple more weeks. We got to get through fair next week. But we'll be at the fair all next week, too, Ken.
Okay.
So
great. Mike and Harold, what's next then for the center, and kind of maybe the short term for you guys and what you're really working on now?
Well, short term is finishing out the legal requirements for doing the full name change, and that's a big challenge. And, of course, we've got the mortgage now that's on the building since it's ours. And just the next thing is just finding more people that want to come alongside and help us to do what we do and help others to take this county to the next level. So we're always open for support. That's our big thing right now.
Congratulations, guys. Dave and Sherry Anderson, along with Harold Jewell and Mike Gackey in the studio with us this morning.